First steps in introducing the Quick Start Wizard. In this section of the tutorial, we're going to walk you through what will happen the first time you run WindowEyes after you install it. So right now I'm sitting at the logon screen on my computer. I happen to have a password set, so I'm going to type that in, press the enter key, and then several things will happen. First, WindowEyes will start talking, then it will say installing default apps, the apps will be installed, and then two windows will come up. The first will be the tip of the day dialog, and the second will be the quick start wizard. We're going to explore the quick start wizard first, and then we will look at the tip of the day dialog afterward. So let's go ahead and type in my password and get started.
Star. WindowEyes 7.5 installing default apps. Please wait. Dialog WindowEyes tip of the day. Arrow. App installation complete. Dialog WindowEyes tip of the day. The day's tip. The WindowEyes manual is easily accessed in the read only edit box. Next end button. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard. Welcome to the WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard. This Quick Start Wizard will let you set up some of the most common WindowEyes settings right away so that you can start using your computer. You can access this wizard at any time using the Quick Start menu option in the WindowEyes Apps menu. Select the Next button to begin. Back B button. Disable default. Next end button. Cancel button.
Okay, so you heard a whole bunch of stuff, but the most important thing to take from what you just heard is that we are now in the Quick Start Wizard. This lets you very quickly set up some of the most commonly changed WindowEyes settings so that you can start using your computer and not necessarily worry about configuring WindowEyes. And you also heard WindowEyes read that dialog to you. So it instructed us to tab to the next button to begin, so let's do that.
Cancel button. Next end button.
And press the enter key.
WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard speech voice. The voice that you hear when WindowEyes is talking comes from a speech synthesizer. Two of the most popular speech synthesizers are included with WindowEyes. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select the voice you want to use. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
Now the first option that we can set is the speech synthesizer we want to use. WindowEyes comes with two of them, DeckTalk Access 32, which is what you're hearing now, and Eloquence, which is also very popular. Let's tab.
Cancel button.
And again.
DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes radio button checked 1 of 2.
Okay, so DeckTalk is checked. I can press the up and down arrows to change the selection. If I press down, Eloquence will be selected and WindowEyes will start speaking with that voice. I will go ahead and do that now just so you have an idea of what Eloquence sounds like.
Eloquence US. English read Eloquence US. English read radio button check 2 of 2.
Alright, so there's Eloquence. I don't want to use Eloquence right now, so I'm going to up arrow and select DeckTalk again.
DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes. DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes radio button check 1 of 2.
Okay, that's fine. Let's tab.
Back B button. Next end button.
And press enter.
Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard voice rate. The voice rate controls the speed of the voice you hear. When you increase the rate, the voice speeds up. When you decrease the rate, the voice slows down. Tap to voice rate and use your up and down arrow keys to change the speed of the voice. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
Okay, so let's tab.
Cancel button. Voice rate 30 up down edit box.
So now we can change how fast the voice speaks. I can press the up arrow a few times.
31, 32, 33, 44, 56, 57, 58, 60.
And you can hear WindowEyes speaking more quickly. We can also press the down arrow to slow it down.
59, 58, 50, 53, 50, 40, 31, 30.
And we will go ahead and leave this at 30, which is the default, but feel free to change it to whatever you are comfortable with. Let's press the tab key.
Back B button. Next end button.
Press enter.
WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard punctuation. Punctuation settings affect what you hear when WindowEyes is speaking. Tap through the following checkboxes and use your spacebar to check or uncheck the punctuation settings you want to hear. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
Okay, so let's go ahead and tab and we can change the punctuation that we want to hear.
Math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox unchecked. Textual symbols like question, period, and comma checkbox unchecked. Miscellaneous symbols like dollar, at, and quote checkbox unchecked.
So if you want to hear any of those punctuation marks by default, go ahead and press the space bar to check any of these options. And then when you're done, tab until you reach the next button and press the enter key. I'm fine with the default, so let's tab.
Back B button.
And again.
Next end button.
And press enter.
Dialog window eyes quick start wizard Braille display. If you have a Braille display connected and you want Braille output, tap to the list box and use your arrow keys to select your display. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
So if you have a Braille display connected, you can choose it here, and when you're done, tab to the next button and press enter. I currently do not have a Braille display connected, so I'm going to leave this option set to none, which is the default. Let's tab.
Cancel button. Braille displays in list box 1 of 62. Back B button. Next end button.
And press enter.
Dialog window eyes quick start wizard typing echo. Typing echo is what you hear when you press keys on your keyboard, such as individual characters or entire words. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select how you want your keyboard to sound when you're typing. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
Okay, so let's go ahead and tab and see what our options are.
Cancel button. Don't change my current settings. Radio button check 5 of 5.
So if we press the down arrow, we can start exploring the options from the very top of the group of radio buttons.
Speak every keystroke as I type. Radio button check 1 of 5. Speak only words when I press the spacebar. Radio button check 2 of 5. Speak both keystrokes and words. Radio button check 3 of 5. Don't speak anything when I type. Radio button check 4 of 5. Don't change my current settings. Radio button check 5 of 5.
WindowEyes does actually support more key echo settings, but these are the four most commonly used options, so that's why they are here. I'm fine with leaving the keyboard settings alone, so let's just go ahead and tab until we get to the next button and press enter.
Back B button. Next end button. WindowEyes quick start wizard notification area. A common task when working with Windows is switching between running programs using the hotkey alt tab. WindowEyes can either stay in the alt tab program list or put itself in the notification area out of the way of your other programs. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select where you want WindowEyes to reside. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
Okay. So here we can choose whether we want WindowEyes to be in the alt tab order. So if you're holding down the alt key and pressing the tab key repeatedly to move from one application to another, you will find WindowEyes in that list. Or WindowEyes can reside in the system tray or notification area. Since you can use control backslash to open WindowEyes from wherever you are, it's really up to you where you want WindowEyes to reside in the meantime. Let's go ahead and tab through this dialog.
Show WindowEyes in the taskbar and the alt tab list. Radio button check 2 of 2.
So right now WindowEyes will be set to show up in the alt tab list. If we don't want it there, we can just press the up arrow.
Show the WindowEyes icon in the notification area out of the alt tab list. Radio button check 1 of 2.
And WindowEyes will be in the notification area, also known as the system tray. I'm fine with leaving it in the alt tab order, so I will press the down arrow.
Show WindowEyes in the taskbar and the alt tab list. Radio button check 2 of 2.
And tab to the next button.
Back B button. Next end button. WindowEyes quick start wizard keyboard layout. WindowEyes offers several keyboard layouts for WindowEyes hotkeys. While the WindowEyes documentation will always refer to the default layout, you may want to choose to use hotkeys that are more familiar. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select the keyboard layout you want to use. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter.
We know that our default hotkeys may not always work in your particular situation, so we give you several different keyboard layouts, which are sets of WindowEyes commands that you can choose among. So let's tab until we get to the group of radio buttons that represents these layouts and see what our available options are.
Back B button. Finish F button. Cancel button. Do not modify my existing keyboard layout. Radio button check 1 of 4.
So the default is to leave the keyboard layout alone. Let's down arrow and see what else we have.
Default for use with full-size keyboards. Radio button check 2 of 4.
Okay, we have the default layout, which assumes you have a full-size keyboard. And by full-size keyboard, we mean one that has a numeric keypad on the right-hand side. By default, WindowEyes uses the numeric keypad to do things like move the mouse around, read parts of windows, and more. So this is a good option if you have a full-size keyboard, and in fact, this is the layout we will use throughout the rest of this tutorial, and it's also the layout that will be referenced in the user manual. Let's down arrow again.
Laptop for use with laptop keyboards. Radio button check 3 of 4.
Okay, we have a laptop layout, which is designed assuming you do not have a numeric keypad. It also assumes that the insert key is either non-existent or difficult to reach on your laptop. So instead of using the insert key as a command modifier, the laptop layout takes advantage of the caps lock key. When this section was originally recorded, there was one other keyboard layout, which has since been removed for the final version of WindowEyes 7.5. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow to wrap around back to the top.
Do not modify my existing keyboard layout. Radio button check 1 of 4.
Because I don't want to modify my keyboard layout, let's tab.
Back B button. Finish F button.
And there's the finish button, which means this is the last screen of the quick start wizard. Go ahead and press enter.
Close button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard quick start complete. The quick start wizard is now complete. All of the changes you selected have been applied. You may press enter to close the quick start wizard. You can access all window eyes settings by pressing control backslash. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call our technical support team at 260-489-3671 or email us at support@gwmicro.com. Default close button.
That's it for the quick start wizard. Let's go ahead and press the enter key to close this.
Today's tip: the window eyes manual is easily accessed in the read only edit box. Dialog window eyes tip of the day.
Now we are in the window eyes tip of the day dialog. This dialog by default will open up each time you start window eyes. Each time it opens, it will display a tip on how to use window eyes. So if you're new to window eyes, this dialog will give you some good tips on how to use the screen reader without overwhelming you with a gigantic manual. So our focus is placed in a read only edit box. We can up and down arrow through this and see what the first tip says.
The window eyes manual is easily accessed in the help menu of the window eyes control panel. Press control backslash to open the window eyes control panel, alt H to open the help menu, and press enter on the menu item titled window eyes manual.
So this first tip told us how to get to the window eyes manual. We can tab through this dialog and see what options are available to us.
View help topic view button.
So if you want to learn more about the tip you just read, you can open it in the manual. Tab again.
Next tip and button.
You can go to the next tip.
Previous tip P button.
You can go to the previous tip.
Close button.
You can close the dialog and
show tips at startup S checkbox checked.
You can have window eyes display this dialog each time it starts. If you don't want this dialog to open each time window eyes starts, then you can press the space bar to uncheck it. If you later decide that you want to view the tip of the day dialog, you can open window eyes with control backslash, press alt H to open the help menu, and down arrow until you reach tip of the day. This same dialog will open. So I can either tab or shift tab till I get to the close button, or just press the escape key. I'm going to go ahead and press the escape key to close this dialog.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
And now we are in the WindowEyes control panel, and we are done. Now that we've gone through the first steps of setting up WindowEyes, let's move on to the next section.